From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Brady Powers isn't certain what will happen in Cook County if the proposed voter ID constitutional amendment passes in November, but he's pretty sure it'll be expensive. As auditor-treasurer, Powers is also the county election supervisor, and he says the consequences of voter ID will probably mean the end of mail-in balloting.
All voters, including those not voting in person, must be subject to substantially equivalent identity and eligibility verification prior to a ballot being cast or counted. To put that into effect, the substantially equivalent identity eligibility verification, depending on how they actually write that, but the way you read it essentially puts same-day registration and mail balloting to an end.
Powers has said voters in the city of Grand Marais will have the opportunity to cast a provisional ballot at the polls while waiting for a valid ID to eventually make their vote count. Powers said it's likely the entire county would need to return to voting at a polling place, as is the case in the city.
Yeah, we would have to go back to polling places. The towns have town halls that are fairly modern, probably not too much difficulty there, but for the two city precincts, you know, we've used the courthouse, we've used the community center there, but the other precincts are going to be problematic.
He said some of the previous polling places no longer exist, and most probably do not meet current Americans with Disabilities Act standards. In addition, polling sites would require expensive equipment.
For example, the auto mark is absolutely required for every polling place. An auto mark is a way for a disabled person to vote. It'll actually read the ballot to you and allow you to fill out your ballot. It'll actually mark it for you. And those are machines that are $5,000 to $6,000 a piece. We only have four of them right now. Most of our polling places now, or I mean all of them now, we use the M100. And for consistency, you'd like to use that in all of your polling places. That is an actual counting machine where you put your ballot into the machine and it counts it for you. Without everybody using this M100, this electronic version, then we'd be back to using M100s in some precincts. We'd have to have a central count to count the ones that were voting by hand, and then we'd have to meld all those numbers together. That would be more administrative costs again.
Powers said the county analyzed the cost of mail balloting when they first made the switch and found it less expensive than in-person voting. He said the main cost of polling place voting, not counting the required machines, is paying election judges at 13 precincts. Powers said, as it stands, the voter ID law would also affect absentee and military balloting. However, the devil is in the details, and the voter ID amendment leaves that for the 2013 legislature to figure out.
So it would be military or anyone overseas is going to have a very difficult time depending on how they actually write this. Given the history of the legislature, they're going to argue these details right to the end of the session. The history that I see is that they won't come to an agreement regardless of what this says. You'll have vetoes, you'll have large disagreements, they'll write things, and they'll change them again in 2014. That's the history.
The timeline is short. The law would take effect in July of 2013, and while there are no state elections until the following year, the county would have to be fully prepared for voter ID before the elections of 2014. The long-standing dispute between the city of Grand Marais and Burbach Aquatics has been settled. Due to outstanding contract obligations between the city and its former swimming pool architects, Grand Marais was unable to enter into pool discussions with the county's Community Center Steering Committee. According to Mayor Larry Carlson, that standoff is over.
It's a done deal. We can now talk about it. I think some people might be a little bit upset on the final resolution to this problem, but the city, through their attorneys, and have agreed to pay Burbach Aquatics $57,500, and now everything is done, gone away, and we can talk about whatever we want to.
Carlson noted that a much larger settlement had been initially suggested by Burbach, but the city's attorneys think the final figure closely resembles what the cost would have been had the matter gone to court. Now that legalities have been settled, the city and county can continue the discussion.
Well, now we're going to have to decide what we want to do in respect to the pool that's online there for the community center.
But Carlson expressed caution and some concerns about assuming the city-county cooperation on the pool is a foregone conclusion. The municipal pool is a losing proposition, and the city, with some county financial assistance, underwrites the loss.
I know there's a lot of people that are considering if the city is going to commit to that, that it in fact amounts to double taxation. We pay taxes as county residents and then pay another tax because we're city residents for what is essentially a county program. So I mean, that's going to be a concern.
Carlson admits there's considerable discussion ahead before final decisions are made, but he's philosophical about it.
That's why we have government.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.